We'll show them why he's bought.
Yes, we were doing about showers. It was a bit quick to come. I spoke to a plumber today, look over to you actually. Let's get everything into perspective first of all. So, yes, let's do the shower one first. So we spoke yesterday, we saw on Yom Tov, there's a problem arises of Rechitza as well. Oh, we said a very interesting thing actually yesterday. We're speaking about on Yom Tov, you can only do malachas on Yom Tov that are called Dovah Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. Things that are necessary for most people to do, a communal thing. Things which are not communal, like the Gemara says, for example, to put incense on fire to make the room smell nice, that's not allowed. Since it's not a common occurrence, not a daily occurrence, people need it. People might do it every so often, they might sort of air out the house and make the house smell nice. It's not a daily thing. That's not a heter of on Yom Tov to burn it. I mean, even though you're doing a lot of burning, which is mutar on Yom Tov, but it has to be something which is necessary for a daily basis. So on that we said as well, the Gemara says in the book of Shulchan Aruch, that washing the whole body is not called a communal, is not called a daily need. Hands, face, and feet is, that's a basic thing. Someone's already speaks out at this point, that feet we don't really do nowadays, yeah? But in my sense, they say hands, feet, and face is a communal thing. Everyone does it every day, it's a normal thing. And therefore, to take a pot of cold water, put it on the fire, and heat it up in order to wash your hands, face, and feet, you're allowed to do. To put water on, to heat water up, to cook your whole body, to heat your whole body up, that's not allowed. That is an issa on Yom Tov to do. I mean, even though you're doing a malacha, which is lechur mutter, havara bishul, to do that on Yom Tov you mustn't do. You can't.
Even the soup, you're allowed to boil a whole soup on Yom Tov, even though you don't eat more than a plate of soup.
But that's oichel, that's all food. You're doing that's called dovash on whatever.
You're not going to have four plates.
That's that, but that's called dovash on whatever.
No, because.
Yeah, so that's Dovah Shabbat Lechol Nefesh, but cooking is something which is cool for everyone. And therefore, cooking has got a head to you're allowed to do on Yom Tov.
So the issa is the boiling or the washing of the whole body?
The boiling is an issa,
but I'm sorry. Can I boil from my hand, feet, and the face? Can you
only
use it for the whole body?
That's a good shout. That's a very good shout, I think, the master. Why can't you once heat it up for your hands, face, and hand? Yeah, that's a big shout. The master, we don't allow you to do it. Yeah, that's what comes out. So we said yesterday already that Lechora, the only thing you can do is water that was heated up before Yom Tov. That you can more lenient on Yom Tov, you can wash the whole body Ava Ava. That's the only allowance you'll have to do. It's not very practical for us because most of our shower units are electric, and therefore when you put them on Yom Tov, it's going to be a problem. So you can't do it. The only thing you can have is someone's got a cold tablet and it's got cold water coming out, or a person's got a water tank which he switched off before Yom Tov. So therefore, what's going to happen is the water was heated up before Yom Tov will come out, so you can wash your body Ava Ava, limb by limb. You can't wash your body in one go. That you can't do. Cold water is different. Cold water is exeris chazal, you mustn't do, and that was mitzvah. If someone's under distress to use cold water, you're allowed to wash it with cold water with less than the body temperature, less than 37 degrees. You can wash that. You've got a shower which you can do that with, a cold tablet, then that will be allowed to do, but otherwise not.
So shower with cold water?
Yeah.
Warm water?
You can use warm water. You can't heat up water for your whole body.
You're not heating it up. You've got to do challenges.
Dush is better, yeah. Dush is better.
You use a dush shower
showers. That's called water.
You've got water.
Not on Yom Tov, we're talking about.
Yom Tov.
And you can wash all your Yivon one by one. You can't go under the whole shower. You can't go under the whole shower like that, not one more. One other thing I want to tell you, you spoke yesterday about an interesting point, and that was your question that you asked me, I said to you that, Mamosha, when you empty out, let's say someone's got not a combi boiler. Combi boiler is a problem to use on Yom Tov, yeah? First of all, it flares up, and when you switch it off, it goes off. That's the problem. A normal tank system, I asked a plumber today, he said to me that, Derek Clull, if the cold water doesn't go in, the hot water won't come out.
What's the point of
two little? You switch everything off, but you can't, unless you have it specially built, you cannot have such a system. The normal cold water tap which you switch off there, if that works, if you switch it off, no hot water will come out. He said it works on a system that when the cold water goes in, it forces the hot water out. If the cold water tap doesn't go in, no hot water comes out. So that's why we said you're allowed to turn on your hot water tap on Yom Tov, even though new cold water goes in, it's going to heat up on Yom Tov. That's mutter. Okay, anyways, that was more or less what we said yesterday. So basically, the only heads of this on Yom Tov having a shower is with cold water, if one's mum is in distress, it's very hot, it's a boiling hot day, his mum is in distress, he can't manage, sweating away. That's the only heads of her to have it. And then that's really the only heads of. Okay.
You can't sit in the bath.
All the same problem, yeah.
Can't sit in the bath, only Ava, that's what you can do.
On Yom Tov, yeah. With water that was heated before Yom Tov.
Yeah.
No, you, water that was heated on yontov, you can't use on before Avon. You can use probably a little rag off. Again, water that was heated on yontov can only be used for your hands, face, and feet.
Even if you're completely distressed and stand.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, come on to cheesecake. It's more, appetizing, I think. I must say, I once asked the Rav of Shaila once, and I can't remember Hilchos Brachos or something about something. He said he can't paskin unless he takes the food first. So all these halachas of cheesecakes, we need to bring some cheesecakes along, some samples of cheesecakes, see what's going on. But let's start very, very simply with the basic halachas of Hilchos cheesecake. So the mice, the minion clients thought to have milk of foods for various reasons on Shavuos. Now it's interesting, in Hilchos Brachos, when we talk about Hilchos Brachos, so how do you know what bracha to make on a fruit? Let's say you've got a mixture of food items. Someone's got a fruit salad, for example. So what bracha do you make? So normally, one of the criteria is what is your main ingredient. It means you look at the main ingredient, and from the main ingredient, you decide that fixes the bracha for the whole thing. Therefore, someone's got a fruit salad, he's got mostly hot, he's got peaches, he's got pears, he's got apples and oranges, and he's got some pineapple pieces cut in there as well. And it happens to be that ha'etzes are much more than ha'adomos. Then you make on that mixture ha'etz. Yeah? What?
And it patters the
adomos. It's called roiv and roiv and the ikka patters the topple. Yeah, okay, that's a bit of a ha'adomos, a bit of makkum, you've got individual pieces. It depends on what you're, generally speaking, that even you should try and take the eighth first with it, but the mice, that will patter the whole mixture. There is an exception to this rule, and that is when it comes to mezonos. When it comes to mezonos, that's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Chesi Beis. I haven't got it here. Reish Chesi Beis. It says there that mezonos, when a person puts mezonos ingredients into a food, even though it's a minority of the food item, it's a special chiddush on mezonos. Mezonos upgrades the food, and it becomes a whole lot of mezonos. Where's that relevant to? Oh, well, I'm talking about cooked food. Let's talk about cooked food first.
Schnitzel.
Schnitzel, my friend, you don't make mezonos. It's a good kash, actually, around schnitzel. He's asked a good question. He's got me out straight away, actually.
Right.
That means when you make your schnitzels, I just heard someone talking about this, actually, someone in Kroger today. It's something, when you make your schnitzels, it's fried in matzamine, yeah?
Matzamine
is mezonos. Now, that's a big question, really, based on what I'm telling you now. It's a good question, actually. One should make mezonos on schnitzels. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Even by mezonos, the mezonos is upgraded. It becomes the main ingredient. So it's very hard. This is a good question, I must say. It's a very, very hard question. It's a good question. If you see someone making mezonos on a schnitzel, not the end of the world. I mean, he's right. We, the mini oil is not to make it. That's definitely right. The mini oil is not to. We say that in such a case there, the schnitzel is just made for frying. It's made to stop the schnitzel burning. I must say, it's a chiddush, really, because if you ask most of the women, they'll tell you they like the blend. The blend of matzo meal when you fry it is nice. That's a half thing. So that's not. Another pshat is there. It's clear that the schnitzel is the main thing. And well, don't tell you he's eating matzamin in that case there. You don't even think about the matzamin when you're having your schnitzel with your matzamin, yeah? It's clear that's just a completely...
I'm coming to the cheesecake.
Yeah, so there, when it comes to schnitzel, there the ick is posher, it's the schnitzel, not the actual, the matzamin. And therefore, the minigah oilon is certain to make shahako, even though, in logic, it's quite right, the logic would be to tell you to make mezonos, but the mice we don't. That is halacha number one. I must tell you, because of this, there's a minig, a lot of people have this. I mean, I didn't know any other minig before I prepared this year, actually. That in sholent, when you make sholent with barley in, the minig, you make mezonos on the whole mixture. Now, I don't know if anyone doesn't do that. Until today, I thought that was poshut. Today, I saw in the same course,
it's just a thickening. The barley is a thickening for the
sholent. If it's for their thickness, one thing, I think often it's for taste. You have to know, and he's quite right there, because whenever you put mezonos, it's just for thickening. That means that there was a one certain place that used to frequent, when they used to give out meatballs for lunch, and there they put matzamil in there. But there, the matzamil wasn't for taste. I see we're in the same place. There, the matzamil there was just to make it thicker, to make the meat last a lot longer. So there, that's posher, that's not for taste of the meatballs. Yeah, it's there. I think a lot of people have been there. Anyway, it's an interesting. You're making the matzmeal just to make the thing last longer, the texture, to make it thicker. That's like it doesn't have the chashivas of mezonos to make it the whole thing mezonos. But I think in Cholim, many people would say it's for taste of the barley. I must tell you, I think it's very many people have it for taste. I always thought you make mezonos on Cholim without any question. I must tell you, if you've got barley inside there. Today I saw him say with Shai Brocha, he brings down there that since the mezonos, I wrote also his Loshen actually, I find it very interesting what he says. He says that the Mazonos, I thought I wrote his Loshen now. The Greeks are so small, and Klapi Shamin has got no chashivas. So they've got big potatoes there, but pieces of meat. It could be a bit different, but there this is posh. What?
No chashivas.
See, he says that many people, because of that, make either brocha or hatom or shag, whatever's more. And I say, I don't know. I always used to thought it was posh that you make mazonos on cholent, but nice, it's not what it seems. There's a bit of machlokes. Anyone who sees make mazonos on cholent, not kasha. It looks like now, after this, after preparing this now, it looks like if you make hatom or shag on cholent, it's not kasha. Alright, so that's what comes out. Now that's when it's cooked together. So where else have you got this example? I didn't notice either, but he brings example, the Shai Brocha, for example. I mean, that's Lechoya Poshim, Lemosha. Someone's got spaghetti with cheese. Now, Lemosha, it could be, you've got a lot more cheese than spaghetti. But since the spaghetti is mazonos, that's much more choshuv, and therefore you make mazonos. He says also, another interesting thing, I haven't tried this actually, he says, what's it called, these mazonos crushed up, mixed up with corn. I don't know if anyone has ever tasted this before. In a corn cell, it looks like you're putting a corn cell like croutons or something like that. There he says that since the mazonos is a major factor there, you want it for the taste, even though the corn might be much more, you'll make mazonos on that mixture.
Right.
Interesting goodness, yeah? In a cheesecake?
Yeah,
I was going to say, the ice cream. Come on. That's one halacha. That's
one spoon with the corn and the croutons. You want to mouth and make mazonos. I don't make.
It's kiddush actually, that's what it says, kiddush. Lemaisa, that's when you cook a food together. That's posh, when you cook food together, it's got these kashivas. So who had done a cheesecake? Now I've said there's so many different recipes of cheesecake out and about now. It's very hard to keep up with all the new recipes. But Lemosha, you get some cheesecakes which are baked together in with cheese and thing. That lechol is posh, it's mazonos. Even though there's a lot of cheese there, that is the mazonos, because it's all cooked together, it becomes one big machal, lemosha, it's mazonos. The question that we have to talk about is, lemosha, you've got a lot of these cheesecakes now, where you buy the what's it called, the crust already made, let's say, and then you add the cheese afterwards.
Yeah.
There's no baking to it, it's not baked together. I mean, you might bake it, some people might put it in the oven. Lemosha, let's talk about it's not baked. So this is a big machlokes over here, the Mishnah Berurah Pashtas and Mashma, that the ma'aser, once you've got mazonos, doesn't make a difference. You make mazonos on a whole lot. This whole, like you're saying, that when it's clear that there's a major ingredient, the cheese is the major ingredient, you have to make two brochas. Now, this is a big shy. I was once at a kiddish, I was discussing this with someone not so long ago. So, there's a good shy about herring and crackers. So, it's not one of my things I go for, but anyway, I was at a kiddish, so there was a guy who was having a good time there with the crackers and the herring. So, I decided I'm going to stop him, I'm going to ask him a question. I waited to finish, of course. I didn't stop in the middle while he was eating, he was enjoying himself. So, I stopped him after. I said, "Can I ask you a question?" He said, "Yeah, fire away," he said to me. I said, "Tell me, why are you having your crackers and your herring? What's your main aim?" I tell you the truth, he didn't really know. He said, "Very hard to know." He said, "I tell you the truth, I really like both, actually." But you see, it's a chiddush. Someone takes an aikichel and it piles it up with a whole lot of herring, for example. It's hard to say that mazonos is the main thing there, and you can make mazonos on part of the whole thing. I mean, if you take a cracker, someone takes a cracker and he spreads a thin layer of egg or a thin layer of tuna or something like that. That's posh. The mazonos is the ikka, and you make mazonos only. When a person is putting a sizable amount of something else on it, then the Mishnah Berurah seems to still say you make mazonos. Others say that in such a case, where you're putting a big amount on, then you have to make two brochas. The mazonos and the
shakar. That's
enough. I can't tell one minute. That's another thing. Well, that's also posh, because this just comes out now. That's posh. I find it's very hard to imagine. The only case about ice cream cone, you can have this. Sometimes you can have the mazonos, which is purely to hold the item you got. I mean, you can have a cheesecake, the mashal, which is an abundance of cheesecake and a tiny layer of a biscuit. And it's clear the biscuit is just, you don't get hands dirty. And you want to hold the thing. You don't fancy holding the cheese in your hands. It's not very pleasant. So you've got a very thin layer. I must say, it could be. I don't find it's very common. If that's the case, that's clear that the base is only there as a preventive to hold the item, which could be something as an ice cream cone. You know, some of these cones, the ones that you buy in the shops and you fill it out with ice cream, they've got no taste, some of them. They're not called tasteless. I know they're called tasteless, but they're not there for taste. They're just there to hold the ice cream. That could be unimek shakir in that case. But in the wash, these corners that you buy.
The chocolate.
Oh, I can see. Yeah. You should bring some for samples to see what's going on. That's not very good, yeah? The chocolate corners, wherever you get those nice ones, are there. Pastor people enjoy both.
Yeah.
So then, it's called, according to me, it's only Mazonas. And according to us, you've got an abundance of ice cream. I was just in London actually last week. I took my children to see my mother. So we were there, and all of a sudden you hear the little ice cream man going round. The Jewish one.
Jewish one.
I said, we have to go out and get one. Anyway, I go out there, that is a geschmack of ice cream. So you got a little cone, and it's topped up with ice cream there. Now there, the chai is posh to make two brochas such a thing. I mean, I said, couldn't we just make one? I'm saying, there is much more of a swirl to make two brochas. So in that case,
why
there.
Two, it's a sweet cone.
Yeah, the cone's nice as well. The cone was also nice. Yeah. It's very rare, I think, the cone not to be so. It's very rare that cone is tasteless. The only ones you put yourself in, you buy in the shop, and you add ice cream to it yourself, I think are tasteless. I think, generally speaking, the cones have normally got a bit of a taste to it. So if you want both, that's okay. So the marshal, that's going to be with cheesecake. Now, with cheesecake, that you have to know what's going on over here. If you've got a very thin base, and you've packed that with cheese on top of it, you've got a lot of cheese on it. So according to Mr. Roo, you make mazonos only. Even though it's not cooked together, you make mazonos. Out of this whole, you make two brothers. Mm-hmm. Now, this you have to be careful with, my friends, that you might make two brochas. What would you make for ala mechia? What brocha would you make? Now, that is a big question as well, and Mr. Brewer speaks out. Is a normal chocolate cake, I forgot to find out from my wife the recipe, but a normal chocolate cake is, let's say, you've got one cup of flour, and you've got chocolate, cocoa, sugar, eggs, you've got a whole lot of other things there, yeah? Now, your kazayas of flour is very minimal, actually. So, when you have one kazayas of cake, a lot of part of it is not even flour. Or matzah, a lot of his other ingredients. So that's a big question what you do. Mr. Brewer says l'chayre is not so posh. You should really have to make a mechia. You should need to have a kazayas of flour or matzah meal. Even though Mr. Brewer says a minigah oil must be maker. And the oil is that if you have a kazayas of cake, as it is, chocolate cake, it's all the ingredients are blended together and becomes one shtick cake. There, the Mr. Brewer says a minigah oil is to make a mechia one piece. If you want to be sure, have another piece. Mm-hmm. All right, but what do you call it? There, the Mr. Brewer brings the minigah oil to make or just have one piece. That claw, though, when it's completely separate, the filling, the mosh, you've got a cheesecake. So you've got a base of cake, and you pile it up with cheese. Then, even according to Mr. Brewer, you can't join the cheese up with the cake. It's two independent items. The Mr. Brewer's chiddush that to be lenient to join everything together is only talking about where it's blended mamish into one cake. You add the cocoa, you add the egg, you add the sugar, it becomes one mamish, one dough, it becomes part of the dough. Then the Mr. Brewer says the mini oil to make, but when you've got two different parts, you've got cheese clearly independent to the actual base, then avadi, you can't join the cheese to make ala michya on that cheesecake. So you have one kazayas of cheesecake, it's half a kazayas of the cake and half a kazayas of cheese, you can't make a mechia, but the halacha always in that case is that you join the two foods together to make the lower bracha achrona. So you make boiling poshes.
Half a biscuit,
Is that a kazayas? No, you have to always, the base for a bracha achrona is always you have to make a kazayas. No, you can't. We had only half a kazayas. No, not if you have half a kazayas.
Oh,
no, kazayas. No, kazayas, you have a kazayas of wafer with half bit wafer and half bit cream. Then that joins together and makes bone and foshes. If you only have half a kazayas of wafer, you can't have anything. I mean, you can make. You have to make, you have to have at least a whole kazayas. What? We don't need
some.
Which one?
Wafer biscuits. We have them in the morning. It's
full of
Yeah.
It's full of, it's very minute, it's a bit of flour.
Thank you very little. So I'm saying the minigah oil looks like you make it. It's a chiddush actually. I mean, Mr. Brewer's not around. Moshe Feinstein is not very happy. He said he can't stand why the minigah oil is like this. He said it's wrong. The chayy needs to have a kazayas bread. I just must tell you something, but stop there. But one thing I have to tell you, Rabbi, he said this comes out of problem for kiddush. That when you want to make kiddush makom suda, if you want to have kiddush, you need to have a kazayas of cake.
Yeah.
If you had your cheesecake as your suda, you're going to have a problem because the cheese cannot join to make your suda. So you have to have enough pieces of cake, mazonos, to make it within, because I think it's about 3 minutes to have a kazayas of cake. Good job to the rabbis, everyone.
Yeah. Good.